Parshas Vayera, Beis Tefillah, Tofshin Ayin Hei. Vayera Eilov Hashem Be'eloinei Mamrei. Hashem comes and pays a visit to Avraham Avinu. Says the Gemara in Soita, Yud Dalet Amud Alef, Ma'idichsiv Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Telechu. What does it mean when the pasuk says in Dvarim, you should go after Hashem, follow Hashem? V'chi efsha lo ilo odom lehalich echar ha-shchina? Is it physically possible for a person to walk behind the Shechina? V'aloi kva ne'mar ki Hashem Elokecho eish oich lohu. Hashem is being described as being as fire. How is it possible to follow a physical fire? Rather, says Mara, the pasuk means to say, follow in Hashem's footsteps the way to behave. Imitate Hashem's midas. And says the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu visits the sick, so too you should visit the sick. How do we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu visited the sick? Says the Gemara, Dichsiv, Vayirosh Eilov Hashem Be'eloinei Mamrei. This week's parasha, Hashem was visiting the sick. Avraham Avinu was after his bris milah. He was sick, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mevaker the sick, as Rashi brings down by us as well. The Gemara says in Adorim Daf Mem Amud Aleph, Kol Hamavaker Es HaChole, whoever visits the sick, Goyrem Loi Sheyichye, you cause him to live. V'chol She'ein Mevaker Es HaChole, whoever does not visit the sick, Goyrem Loi Sheyomus, you cause him to die. Let me ask you, how do I give life to a person I visit? Aramotcha. How do I give life? Bracha. I take part of his sickness. Says the Gemara. What does it mean? I cause him to live and I cause him to die. Says the Gemara. I understand that when I visit the sick, I cause him to live. How? Because mevakesh olav rachamim sheyichye. When you visit the sick, you'll daven for his recovery. So therefore you cause him life. But what does it mean if I don't visit the sick, I cause him to die? Do I daven for him to die? Answer the Gemara, you're right. What it means is, to visit the sick, I daven for him to live, I give him life. If I don't visit the sick, I don't daven for him to live or to die. By the way, the Ran says, it's like a side point, it's not my issue, that when you visit the sick, sometimes you need to daven for him to die. The Ran says that you're missing that filler, because sometimes you should daven for him to die. In very difficult situations, sometimes the brach of him to die. That's how the Ran explains. That's not my issue right now. So we see that by visiting the sick, I daven for him, I cause him to live. If I don't visit the sick, I don't daven for him, and I'm causing him not to live because I didn't daven for him. Says the Rosh on the page, Perush HaRosh in the Dorim, says, by not visiting him and not davening for him, zui ro gdoilo. This is very bad. Why? Because had you visited him and had you davened for him, efshar sha'eis rotzein hu v'tiyet filosein ishmas. It could be it was a ripe time, and your tefillah would have been accepted. Umenias habikur by not visiting him, goyrim sheyomos, to causing him to die. That's what the Rosh says. So therefore, by a person who doesn't visit the sick, you're causing him to die. You didn't utilize your power of tefillah, you could daven for him. Now this, in fact, this concept is in fact paskud in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch, in Yerodea, Simon Shin Lamet Hei Siv Dalet, in the Alochas of Bikur Chaylim, says in Shulchan Aruch, shouldn't visit a sick person in the first 3 hours of the day. Not the visiting time. Why? Because in the first 3 hours of the day, the chayla feels good. And you'll see you're feeling quite happy and merry, and you won't daven for him. So don't go then. Continues the Shulchan Aruch. Don't go in the last 3 hours of the day. Why? Says the Shulchan Aruch, because since the last 3 hours of the day, the patient feels very bad. If you go then, you'll see him so down. You will give up. You won't daven for him. So therefore, you should go in the middle of the day, not the beginning, not the end. What for? What's it all about? To daven for him. Says the Ramah. Kol shebiker v'lebiker shalav rachamim. Whoever traveled to the hospital, paid the visit, but he didn't daven, lo kiyem a mitzvah. We see how important the tefillah, that how important, such a big part, a central part of Bikur Chaylim, is to daven for the Chaylim. It also means that make sure his needs are catered for, but to daven for him. What do we see from all this? We see that a person who could have davened and he didn't, goyim lo shiyamus. Who are we talking about right now? Are we talking about the Chofetz Chaim who didn't daven? Are we talking about some great tzaddik? Some great Rebbe? Who people go to him for brachas? Who are we talking about? We're talking about Tom, Dick and Harry. Me and you and everyone. Every single person has the power of tefillah. We can see from here what power every one of us has. Even us as regular people. Because every person is mechuyav, a person who could visit the sick and didn't. You could have davened for him. Could have been your tefillah could have made the difference. So we can learn from here the koach ha-tefillah that every person has. Especially, as we know in this week's parasha, by the way, in this week's parasha, Yitzchak gets born after so many years of waiting, Sarah's waiting, and Yitzchak gets born. What stage did he get born? The answer is after the story of Avimelech. Right? What's the connection? After Sarah was taken by Avimelech, straight afterwards, Sarah conceives and Yitzchak gets born. What's the connection? Right, in the beginning of Pasuk of Aleph, Perek of Aleph, Hashem pocket the sorrow. Just after the leave of Avimelech, Hashem pocket the sorrow. Is there a connection? Is this pure random? Says Rashi, because what happened was that Avraham davened for Avimelech, vayisyaldu, vayeledu. Right, in Pasuk, in Perek Chof. Two psukim before that, in Pasuk Yud Zayin, it says, "Vayispara Avraham Elokim, vayirpo Elokim es Avimelech ves ishtoi v'amoisav v'yelidu." Because Avimelech was punished that their bodies got clogged up, and Avraham davened for them v'yelidu. Therefore says Rashi, Somach, this is Rashi in Perikov Aleph, Pasuk Aleph. Somach Parash Zulakan. The conception of Yitzchak is adjacent to the story of Avimelech. Why? Delametcha. She called him a Vakish Rachamim al Chaveroi. Whoever davens for mercy for his friend, Vutzorich Loisai Dovar, and he also needs the same issue. Hu Nala Tchilo. He gets answered first. Shenema Beispalo. That's culture, Ken. A person who needs a refuah, a person who needs parnasa, a person who needs whatever he needs, shidduch for his children, whatever a person may need. So if you daven, so first we're learning the power of tefillah that every individual has. If you could have davened for the chayla and didn't go, as if you, it's considered as if you caused him to die, because every person has a koach tefillah. And kol shekein, if it's something you need for yourself and you daven for your friend, there's another koach that you binana tchilo. Same with that, Avram daven for Avimelech and he got answered. Okay, Avram's. He's sitting the Pesach oil, and he sees the visitors coming, the travelers coming. So in Perek Yudches, Pasuk Beis, Vayisa Einov Vayar, Vihine Shloisha Anoshe Mitzavim Olav, Vayar, Vayar Atzdei Krosom. It says twice, Vayar. He sees. What does that mean? Says the Medrash Rabbah over here. Vayar bashchina, vayar bamalochim. Said Avram, I will look, I will observe. If I see the Shechina is waiting for them, if Shechina mamtenet aleihem, because Hashem was visiting Avram. If I will see that the Shechina is waiting for them, and Yodei Hashem bnei Adam gdoilim, I know that these are great people. B'man yiroye Hashem cholkim kavod elu leelu. If I see them respecting each other, and Yodei Hashem bnei Adam mehuganin, these are very fair people. These are good people. So these are 2 yars. Avram, he wants to understand who are these people coming. So vayar bashchina, I will see the Shechina is going to wait for them. If the Shechina is waiting, that means these are great people, bnei adam gdoilim. And I also see how I want to observe how they behave with each other. Do they treat each other with respect? And then if they do, then I will know that they are bnei adam mehuganim. These are fair, good people. Says Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz in Sichos Musar, we see that's possible. Be one and not the other, because there are 2 vayars. So you see, it's possible to be nice but not big, and it's possible to be big and not nice. These are 2 separate vayars. So that means the person must always work on upon himself and make sure he's growing in all directions. There's a mum called sarua. There's a mum for to be a kohen. To work in the mikdash, you can't be a sarua. What does a sarua mean? He has an eva, he has an eye. It's a great eye, but it's out of proportion. His other eye is not the same size. Well, he has a long arm, great, but his other arm is short. That's a mum. So a person is very big in one direction, but he's not in balance with everything else. If his Torah is big, his Yerushalayim is not. His Yerushalayim is big, his Torah is not. His Midas, wherever it may be, can't assume they're going together. A person has to make sure that they're all happening together. Therefore, says Rav Chaim, you have to be a Godoil without the Mugon. You could be a Mugon without the Godoil. Therefore, we must make sure that we don't miss it. Later on the parasha, we have the story of Zdoim and Amora, and Lot is commanded to leave and Lot, as he leaves, has a request. This we find in Perek Yutes, Pasuk Chof. And Lot requests, please, Hini no ha'ir hazois kreiva, lanu shama, vi mitzar. There's a city that's mitzar, that's small. Please, let me go there, let me escape to there. And indeed, even in that city, therefore he gets saved and he saves the people of that city. What does it mean the city was small? Does it mean physically small? Rashi brings down the Chazal. Let's say, it's very simple. This city was built later than the other cities. And Hashem waits for the Averus to get a certain level and then he acts. By Zdoim, since the cities were older, 2 years older than the Mitzar, therefore they already had crossed the red line. And therefore they had to be destroyed. Mitzar was still young, and therefore it hadn't yet. It was still within his overdraft allowance. He hadn't yet crossed the red line. Person mustn't think, I'm fine, things are going well, I must be alright. We see from here that you can't just look at today. Maybe you haven't yet passed the red line, but maybe you will soon. You can't just lay back and say, well, if things are alright till now, then it will be alright. Because you have a city like Mitzar, it's only safe because hadn't yet tipped the scale. In Kelem, in the Beis HaMusar, there was a sign on the door that said that really when we pass through Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we should be saying Atoiva Meitiv. Birkas HaGoymel. Why? The same way a person travels through the Midbar, he makes Birkas HaGoymel when he comes out safely, and a person who travels the seas makes Birkas HaGoymel. So when we go to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, where Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Meisim are Psuchim Lefanov, you come out safely, you should make Birkas HaGoymel. So why don't we make Birkas HaGoymel? What's the answer? Because we don't know we came out safely. It's not possible to know we came out safely. You can't make Birkas HaGoymel. Right? There was a bach was riding on a bicycle. He didn't know what was going to happen to him. Boch in Yerushalayim. It was Nixar. So therefore, the point I'm trying to say is, you can't just sit back and say, if things are alright till now, then Baruch Hashem, Ani Mesudar. I'm fine, I can relax. No one knows what happens. And therefore, same way by Mitzar, could be that you haven't done enough. But Chas Hashem, you do a bit more bad, you'll be hit. So therefore the point is that the person should always make sure Chol Eitz Yubgodecho Lavanim, make sure your clothes are clean, that we're clean from Averus. Perek Chof Aleph, Pasuk Yud, had the story of Yishmael. Bateres Soro as Ben Hogra Mitzris Ashayoldo Lavrom et Sachek. Soro sees that Yishmol is Mitzachek, which Rashi says means Avodah Zorah, Kirarayah, Shrichus Domim. Batoimelo Avrom Goresh Ha'ama Azois Lesbeno. Send her away and her son. Says the Baal HaTurim on the spot. There are major ramifications to what she did. In Perek Chof, Pasuk Yud, ובשביל שגירשו שרה להגר מביתה, and because Sarah sent Hagar away, נענשו ונשתעבדו בניה והוצרכו להתגרש משם. As a punishment for Sarah sending Hagar away, therefore her sons were also punished. They were also sent away. They were sent away from Eretz Yisrael. They went to Golos because of this. Two questions. If indeed it's so bad to send Hagar away, why are we waking up only over here? It's not the first time. Hagar and Pashas Lech Lecha was sent away already. We're not told you got punishment for that one. Number two, why are we specifying Hagar? What about Yishmol? The Baal HaTurim emphasizes because she sent Hagar away, therefore she got punished. We get punished. Sorry, what? That's right. Because of this. Why Dafka Hagar? The answer is that the first time Hagar was sent away, it was correct. She was Mezalzel. She was in Amo. And she was Mezalzel in Sarah. Throw out. Yishmael sent away was also justified. She was Mezachik. Shlichus Domim, Avodah Zorah, and Gilah Arayos. Throw him out. But Hagar hadn't done anything wrong right now. And that is a tefillah. And that's how we get punished. They say that, but Maitre, she shouldn't. Tropical, right? But this was a mistake from her past. She shouldn't have sent Hagar away. Mash was part of it. If she wants to go, Vakasha, she can go. But here, Sarah is saying, I want you to throw her out as well. The Ramban really says that he needed someone to be with her, so therefore she went. So therefore, that's why Hagar was included. But it's Mash that Sarah commanded to send Hagar away as well. If she chooses to go follow San Bakasha on Taina, but here she was part of the exile. She was exiled. Are we coming back to normal human failing of jealousy from two women because they were upper hand on the house? And she wanted to, she felt that this whole the whole Yishmol and Hagar was a bad influence. Ben Omar, he calls it Ben Omar Zeis. We always learn about the obvious, always dak for nadak. It's not as blatant, as seems to be. Child's play. The message we have that when we punish a child, that if it's justified, that's fine. If you make a mistake, then you're liable to be. Repercussions, you know, and Sarah, whatever level it was, it was wrong, says the Baal HaTurim. It was wrong to throw Yishmol to this time to throw Hagar out, even though last time was fine. But this time wasn't correct. So therefore, point is, we have to be careful before we give a punishment, before we scold, tell someone off. Make sure that even though last time this child was wrong, can't assume that this time as well. Something to be careful about. We come to the Akedah. Come to the Akedah, and Hashem says to Avram, Perch of base, Veloiki Nisas Avram, Vayomer Elov, Avram, Vayomer Neni. Hashem speaks to Avram, and Hashem says, Kachno es bincho, es yechitcho, asher hafto es yitzchok, Valeu shomlo Elo. I want you to offer your son as an oila. Later on in the parasha, when he's about to do it, so this time, when Avram is told to stop, we find a pasuk Yud Aleph, "Va'yikra Elov Malach Hashem min Hashemayim, va'yim Avram Avram va'yim Neni, va'yim Al Tishliach Yodcha Lanar." When Avram is told to stop, it comes to a malach. So the Akedah starts off from Hashem speaking directly to Avram. But when it stops, it stops through a malach. It's well known. It's a famous word that to harm a Jew, only Hashem could command such a thing. To bring, to be makriv, a tzivui, to makriv your son as an oilo, that you can only receive directly from Hashem. But not to be makriv, even a malach is good enough. So I saw brought down from the Sefer Chuta Meshulash that the Goyim in Vilna, one of them, he had a big issue with the Hasidim, had the Cherem, so the Goyim signed on this petition against the Hasidim. His Talmud, who was Rab Zelmana Mivolozhin, he wouldn't sign on this petition against the Hasidim. So they asked him, how can you not join your Rebbe? The Goyim signed your Rebbe, how is it you don't sign? So he said, this is what it says in Sefer Chuta Meshulash. He said, it's true, the Goyim is like a Malach Hashem Tzvachos, but the Shecht only you hear directly from Hashem. The Shecht only directly from Hashem. So what sign? Initially, with Akedah, Avram is traveling with Avram and Yitzchak and Eliezer and Yishmael. But when it comes to the Akedah, Hashem, Avram leaves them behind. So please stay here, we're going. After the Akedah, they come back, and Avram reunites with the Na'orim who are waiting there. And it says in Pasuk Yutes, "Vayoshav Avram el Na'orav, vayakumu v'yelchu yachtov." Avram comes back from the Akedah. He re-meets here's Na'arim, Vayelchu Yachtov, and they go together. Says Rav Hirsch, it's such an unbelievable thing to recognize over here. He said, for another person, after a person has reached the pinnacle of Yiras Shamayim, the pinnacle of Avas Hashem, the greatest of the great, Avram has come, a person has come through the Nisayim of the Akedah, was willing to give up his Bnei Yechidi, he's successful, and Hashem tells him, Ati Yodati, you know that you're Elohim, I give you the brachas. You feel, whew, top of the world. And now you come, and you meet the Na'arim. Shvu lechem poim achamor. Ava deim el achamor. Me, I'm so high. I should walk around with these low lives. I'm such and so righteous. Pasnished. Different class. Apartheid. Vayelchu shneem yachtov. Avraham Avinu, as much as he reached, but it didn't affect him. Bechlal in his gaiva. And he came back to his Na'arim as if nothing had happened. Vayelchu shneem yachtov. Therefore, the message is, Jewish person, as much as he rises in a spiritual growth, it mustn't cause him to look down at other people who are not holding where he is holding. Vayelchu shneem yachtov. Avraham kept it for himself. He still felt only the offer of the Efer. And Vayelchu shneem yachtov could still relate with people of a different level. Vayelchu shneem yachtov. So Avraham goes after the Akedah, and Hashem the Malach is sent and tells him to stop. Vayomer al tishlach yotcha lanar v'al taslim uma ki ata yodati ki rei Elokim ata. I discovered you're a Yirei Shamayim. Amazing. He wanted to be makir his son, and now Hashem says, you know, I discovered you're a Yirei Shamayim. Now what? What happens? Nothing. Finished. But then, Vayisa Avraham is enough. Then he sees the aisle. And Avraham goes and takes the aisle instead of his son. And now, the Malach comes down again. Vayikra Malach Hashem el Avraham Sheinis min HaShomayim. Wow! Kiyana Shasis is a Dovra Zeh. Rechosat es Bidchas Yichidecho. Amazing. Makara. Till now, nothing. With the actual shechita, he's about to shecht his son. Just stop. No results. No cash. Then Avraham sees the aisle. And he brings the aisle, all of a sudden it starts raining with brachas. Doesn't make sense. The answer is, this I heard from my father, Shlita. The answer is that the first part, the Akedo, did they have a choice? And it's when he saw him. I understand, but do you really have a choice? Hashem said, bring your son as a korban. No, my father thought, I do it. That's, of course, it's a great thing. It shows you a Shamayim. So that's what you have to do. But when Avraham is still not satisfied, so please do it. Can I do something? You can't leave me that empty handed. I came all the way. I come for nothing. Come on. And Avraham goes and brings the korban. This indicates it's not just a yoytzei zayin. He had no choice. It shows that he wanted to do Ratzon Hashem. Above and beyond the call of order. You want from yourself. You're adding. I'll give you brachas. Brachas also extras. You don't have to get brachas. This shows the Avas Hashem. When you add, when you, things you don't have to do. Person who has to do mitzvahs, you have to do it. When you add, you look, that brings a tremendous bracha. What bracha does he actually get? So he gets the two things he's told. Your children will be like the stars in the heaven, and stand. What's the double moshul? Stars and sand. So I saw a beautiful pshat in the Sefer Megaz Yosef. In Parshas Bamidbar, Amis was counted b'mispar shemos. A number, to be a number means you have no self-identity. If you're a number, that means you're just, there's number two, and then comes number three, and then number four. Shemos, a name, shows individuality. That's you. Reuven, he's Shimon, he's Levi. Mispar Shemos is a stira. If it's a mispar, I'm just a number. I have no individuality. But Shemos is yes, individuals. How could I have a number? But in Klal Yisrael, we have both. Every person is independent, is individual. Every person has his own faith, his own chelek and Torah. But still, we have to combine with the klal to keep in. You have to keep in line with the klal. That's what's happening over here. A star, every star is unique. B'mispar kulam shemos yikra. Every star has a name. There are many stars, but every star has its own position, its own place where it does. It has its own name. Sand, one grain of sand is worthless, can do nothing. There's no importance to a grain of sand. We have many, many millions and millions of grains of sand together. It makes something. It can stop the sea, it can block the sea. That's what the bracha is getting. Your children will be k'koyich ve'ashamayim, like the stars in the heaven. That means you will be individuals. But on the other hand, also k'choyel ha'shasvasayom, also part of the klal. And that's why in a bris, when the child gets a bris milah, every child gets a bris milah, that's when you give him his name. You're being part of the klal, but you also get your individuality, you get your own name. I just want to finish off the beautiful idea also from this week's parasha. It says Vayashkem Avram Baboiker. And so Avram gets up to do Akedas Yitzchak. This is a mind-boggling concept. Avram Avinu has been told to shecht his only son. Unbelievable. What does Avram do? Avram goes to sleep. Vayashkem Avram Boika, he was asleep. How can you fall asleep when you're about to shecht your son? Okay, you're going to do it. You can sleep. Avram falls asleep. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Perek Gimel, Ani shochavti v'ishono. Hakitzaisi kasem Hashem yismecheini. I go to sleep. I think we all went to sleep last night. What's special about David HaMelech? Do you know what's special? What's that mizmah talking about? Mizmah David, what? Okay, whatever his sleep was, that was his regular sleep. When did he go to sleep? When he was fleeing from his son Avshalom? Terrible situation. where he has to he's under threat, his life is threatened from his own son, he has to flee to Yerushalayim. Terrible situation. What does David do? Hishachavti v'yishana k'Hashem yismechini. Wonderful. He also goes to sleep. In spite of the situation, he goes to sleep. Who else goes to sleep? Paroi. Paroi, he's been told 9 times already. Moshe Rabbeinu is warned about Marcus. Damn, Sfardei, or every time Moshe is right. Comes time number 10. Moshe Rabbeinu has told him, Shino, there's going to be Marcus Pryros. All of them are going to die. He's warned. What does it say by Paroi? Huh? It says, Vayokom Paralaila. He gets up. Woo! Goes into panic. This Marcus Pryros. What's Miyokim Paroi? That says Rashi. Vayokim Paroi says Rashi. Vayokim Paroi Mimi Tosai. What was he doing half an hour before Chatzos? He was asleep. Even sugar? This guy is Moshe Rabbeinu has warned you already 9 times out of 10 he's been right 100% to the word. He's told you again. Okay, you have a Yetzirah. You have fine. You don't want to listen to say that. But you can fall asleep. Garnished. Paroi goes asleep. How does that happen? Because l'umazdeh also elokim. You have koyach kedusha of Avraham Avinu. Go to sleep. Going to shach my son. Go to sleep. David Amela goes. So to Paroi, in spite of all the situation, goes to sleep. Daniel Gavinsky says that when after the war he came from Siberia, so he went to the DP camps. He met a Hasidic bacha called Beryl. This bacha had been through the ghettos, been through the camps, all his family had been murdered, been through terrible war. And the bacha tells Abianka, this is ready after the war, how can I start life afresh? How can I ignore all that I've been through, the terrible things I've seen, and start life again in a normal way as if nothing happened? Says the Yankee, you can. I'll prove it to you that you can. Because they're lumas there. He says, look at, how can I prove it to you that you can? Because in our generation, someone called Hitler. What was Hitler doing? At the end of the war, North Africa gone. The Red Army are crushing in, they're all on the way to Berlin. Total aerial superiority, the Allies are bombing, destroying Germany. The Allies, Americans, the English, they all come in from the West Front. Do you need seichel? Do you not see what's happening? You see your country being destroyed. Give up. Stop. Shoot yourself. Shoot yourself a week earlier. At the very end, nothing. Of course. Business as usual. He sent his people to be killed. Shum davar. Nothing. Nothing. His policies didn't change in one way. In one way, iota, it didn't change. Think, no? Shum davar. Hitler goes to sleep, right? Life is normal. Where does it come from? It comes from Paroi. Also, Paroi went to sleep, business as usual. And where does that come from? It comes from Avraham. Because Zedu Maseh, Koach HaKdusha, the Koach HaTumah has to balance the Koach HaKdusha. And therefore he says, Beryl, you could also. Even all that you've been through, you can also continue as if nothing happened. You can start a life afresh. Rabbi Yankel says that 41 years later he's walking in Tel Aviv on the way to give a shir, and his car stops by him and shouts, Yankel, some sugar in Tel Aviv speaking to me, I don't know anyone in Tel Aviv. And then the car stops and says, Zel Humazeh. It was that Beryl, and he means he was married, has children, has grandchildren already, Baruch Hashem. So that sentence saved my life when you said Zel Humazeh. You gave me inspiration to start afresh as if nothing happened, start a family, start a new life. So the message we're learning from here, that even things were difficult, and to block out the difficulties and continue life and use our talents the best way. Have a good Shabbos. Thank you very much. Thank you for coming.